USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It was just, I guess for lack of better, just carnage, liking it to a war zone.
Waukesha, Wisconsin Fire Chief Steve Howard describing what he saw when a Christmas parade held Sunday in Waukesha, Wisconsin turned into a nightmare. Five people were killed and more than 40 others were injured after an SUV tore through barricades and slammed into crowds. Mayor Sean Riley calling it a senseless tragedy. More than a dozen families of victims of the Parkland High School massacre are reaching a settlement with the Justice Department. All parties are now working to finalize additional details before the case can be dismissed, according to an official court document filed Monday. The families suing the Justice Department and FBI for not acting on tips warning about the murderer who took the lives of 17 people at the Florida High School in 2018. USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98, queen and king size slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
AAA is predicting almost 53.5 million Americans will travel over the Thanksgiving holiday. Just what sort of weather should they expect as they hit the road?
Rain and wind are likely to cause travel delays as the Thanksgiving holiday week begins, with a system of stormy weather expected to start drenching the Midwest, later the upper Northeast, bringing abundant precipitation and high winds to the region. The conditions could cause air travel delays. Thousands of people expected to be heading out of town for Thanksgiving. Even more folks will be driving. Most Americans on the move will be, in fact, and that rain and wind will affect them as well, though it will die down in the Northeast by Thanksgiving Day itself. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Biden is tapping Fed Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell for a second term. Biden making it official during a White House ceremony and praising the Fed for its role in the economic recovery. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
The CDC giving the green light for COVID-19 vaccine booster shots for all adults over the age of 18. The boosters approved for adults 6 months after they received their first two doses. The CDC strongly encouraging older folks and people with underlying medical conditions to get their boosters before the holiday season. This has many people wondering if you now will need a booster shot to be considered fully vaccinated, to which former FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb tells CBS News.
I think at some point they're going to, but not this year. I think eventually this will be considered a three-dose vaccine, but I would be hard-pressed to believe CDC is going to make that recommendation anytime soon, in part because of this debate about whether or not younger people who are at less risk should be receiving that third dose. In states where governors are looking to do this, and I think some local communities will do it, some businesses are probably going to do it quite soon. I think in cases where entities are going to mandate three doses for people who are 6 months out from the second dose, they're doing that because they're using the vaccine as a way to control transmission and try to end this pandemic. And, you know, there are people in the public health community who don't think that that's an inappropriate way to use the vaccine, but this is a debate that's going on right now in the public health community, and CDC's sort of stuttering approach to how they've embraced boosters is reflective of that debate.
More news always can be found by going to Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.